Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We are at Blackford High School, Hartford City. Beautiful place to be, I gotta admit. This place was renovated. It might have been 6-7 years ago. It still looks marvelous. I know they got a new weight room. They got an alternate court over there. I should mention they have a nice place to go to school over here at Blackford High School. We'll mention tonight's education-based varsity basketball team right here between the Blackford Bruins, the home team, and the Tipton Blue Devils, the visiting team on the scoreboard. The Blue Devils are going to wear all blue. We'll mention both teams sporting the long pants with the stripes. Striped pants, we'll mention. Blackford has the red and white striped pants. Kind of looks like Indiana University. Indiana, we'll mention Indiana. Got that Purdue win tonight. They're going to go against Rutgers for the second time, hoping to split the twin bill right here in the conference. Hopefully, IU can keep playing well. And we'll mention the Blue Devils. They've already, a lot of them have taken their pants off. They're underpants, but I should say they're overpants. They have the striped white and blue pants also. 12:35 on the game clock. It's pregame. Working basketball right here on a Tuesday night. Tuesday night basketball, you know, you're waiting all day as a student athlete, male variety. You're waiting all day. You're looking forward to the basketball game tonight. You might put some good effort in your studies during the classrooms, but it's probably just not quite the same because you're waiting on this basketball game to show up. And I remember the days. It was good. I will mention I didn't play a whole lot of basketball in my freshman year. We'll mention tonight's game between the Tipton Blue Devils and the Blackford Bruins. We'll talk a little bit about each school. First, we'll mention a little bit about the visiting team on the scoreboard. That's the Tipton Blue Devils. Tipton Blue Devils, they have a school enrollment of 454. They're Class 2A, sectional 39. Both these teams in the same sectional. And we'll mention there are seven teams in the sectional. And we'll let you know right now how they stack up. Wins and losses, three different categories. We'll mention Madison Grant. Madison Grant, they're 5-0 versus sectional opponents. They're 7-1 versus 2A opponents. And overall, right now, they're 12-4. The Tipton Blue Devils. The Blue Devils are 2-0 versus sectional opponents. They're 5-0 versus Class 2A opponents. And they are also 12-4. We'll mention the Taylor Titans. Taylor Titans, that's going to be the next game for Tipton. They'll play them on Saturday, this coming Saturday, the 11th. We'll talk about the 11th here in just a bit. We'll mention Taylor Titans. They're 2-1 versus sectional opponents. They're 7-2 versus Class 2A opponents. They're currently 14 wins, 3 losses. We'll mention the Eastern Comets. Eastern Comets, Tipton familiar with them, saw them over the weekend. Eastern Comets are 1-2 in the sectional play. They're 5-3 versus 2A opponents, and they're 9-8 overall. Blackford, the Blackford Bruins, they're 1-2 versus sectional opponents. They're 3-5 versus 2A opponents, and they're currently 7-11 on the season. We're making Elwood, the Elwood Panthers. They're 1-3 versus sectional opponents. They're 1-5 versus Class 2A opponents. They're presently 5 wins, 11 losses. We're making Eastbrook, the Eastbrook Panthers. Currently 1-5 versus sectional opponents. 3-6 versus Class 2A opponents. They're also currently 5-11. The principal at Tipton High School is Mr. Craig Leach. The athletic director is Mr. Corey Furneaux. The assistant athletic director is Mr. Alex Weddle. And the athletic trainer is Mr. Burke Emmert. Tipton High School located at 619 South Main Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. You can dial them up by telephone at 765-675-7431. On the web, you can find them at TiptonAthletics.com. They wear the colors blue and white. They perform in the Hoosier Conference. There are 10 teams in the Hoosier Conference. They have 5 in the East Division, 5 in the West Division. Right now, they stack up like this. I'll mention in the East, there's a couple of teams haven't played their final game. They're probably going to play against each other, obviously. And we'll mention in the West, they're about the same way. We'll mention in the East, at the top, it's the Gipton Blue Devils. 4 wins, 0 losses. They'll play the winner of the East Division, and they'll play them in the crossover game. I think that's coming up on the 18th. Don't quote me, but I believe that's true. We'll mention in second place is Lewis Cass. They're 2-1. Northwestern, the Tigers are 2-2. Hamilton Heights, the Huskies are 1-3. The Western Panthers are 0-3. We'll mention in the West, at the top presently, it's Benton Central. They're 3-0. Second position, Rensselaer Central. The Bombers are 2-1. Central Catholic, the Knights are 2-1. Twin Lakes Indians, they're 1-3. And West Lafayette, the Red Devils, are 0-3. We'll remind you that Tipton Blue Devils are currently 12-4 on the season. They did finish the East Division 4-0. They're going to be at the top. They'll be able to play for first or second place here in about a week or so. We'll mention the Blue Devils' average. This is offensively. Per game average, 62.9. The head coach of the Tipton Blue Devils is Mr. Cliff Hawkins. Cliff Hawkins, working in year number 4 at Tipton High School, 58 wins, 30 losses. As for Tipton, we'll mention overall, he's a 42nd year varsity head basketball coach. He's working at stop number 8. You gotta believe every stop he stopped at, he made that team better. I'd say without question. And we'll also mention his record overall, 555 wins, 389 losses. That's Mr. Cliff Hawkins. We'll mention the next team on the agenda for the Blue Devils. It's going to happen this Saturday, February 11th. That'll be a 6 o'clock JV, a 7:30 varsity. Tipton Blue Devils will travel to battle with the Taylor Titans. That's always a festive atmosphere. I got to admit, I was looking forward. I'm looking forward to the game, but I will not be able to be there. I have been looking forward to that game all season long, ever since I knew they were still unbeaten. But I'm going to go to Belmont High School, cover a girls' basketball game, and I hope you'll tune in maybe later, maybe listen to the game. It's going to be the Hamilton Heights Huskies and the Norwell Knights. Those are the ladies' basketball teams. Huskies and Norwell Knights will start at 4 p.m. on Saturday. We'll also mention a little bit about the Blackford Bruins. Blackford Bruins, we'll mention, they've had about a 10-day hiatus. They've not had a game for 10 days. You know their legs are going to be strong in this contest. We'll mention the Blackford Bruins. The school was founded in 1969. They have a school enrollment at 489. As mentioned, they're Class 2A, Sectional 39, and we mentioned the 7 teams in that sectional and how they're doing presently. And I will remind you, they are Madison Grant, Tipton, Taylor, Eastern, Blackford, Elwood, and Eastbrook. We'll remind you, the principal at Blackford Bruin High School is Mr. Jason Ridge. The athletic director, he was most instrumental for putting me in sports. We are very thankful. The athletic director is Mr. Scott Clam. And very, very thankful for the athletic secretary. I tell you what, she deserves a better title than that. She works feverishly for this school system. And I can say that without a doubt. She helped me back in fall. She helped me get in contact with the proper coach of a fifth grade football team. And we'll mention that is Lisa Musselman. Thank you, Lisa. We'll mention Blackford High School is located at 2392 North State Road 3. That's Hartford City, Indiana, 47348. You can dial them up at 765-348-7560. find him on the web at BlackfordAthletics.com. They were the colors red, black, and white. They perform in the Central Indiana Conference. Central Indiana Conference, 8 teams in that conference. We'll mention, this is how they stack up presently. Oak Hill, that's going to be an opponent for the Blue Devils, I think, on the 14th. I think next week, about a week from today. That'll be a home game this year. Oak Hill will travel to Tipton. Oak Hill, they're currently 5-0 in the Central Indiana. They're 14-2 overall. Second position right now is Madison Grant. Madison Grant, the Argyles, are 5-1 in the conference. They're 12-4 overall. Followed up by Franklin, they're 3-2. Alexandria, 2-3. Mississinawa, they're 2-3. Blackford, 2-4. Eastbrook, 2-4. And the Elwood Panthers are 1-5. We'll remind you, the Blackford Bruins currently 7 wins, 11 losses on the season. They're 2-4 in the Central Indiana Conference. Per game average, this is an average, 18 ball games. They average offensively 52.8. And then they're at last outing, they went against Jay County. They went against Jay County on January 28th. Blackford got the win, 47-44. We'll mention the head coach of the Blackford Bruins is Mr. Matt Justin. Matt Justin, 15 wins, 26 losses, working in year number 2 at Blackford High School. Overall, he's a 6-year varsity head basketball coach, 41 wins, 87 losses. We'll mention the next game on the agenda for Blackford. Blackford Bruins will play Friday night. It's Friday. They'll play on the 10th. 6 o'clock JV, 7:30 varsity. Oak Hill, Golden Eagles will be right here with the Blackford Bruins. Okay, we'll mention, I'll tell you what, 1:35 clock rolling down. That band sounds marvelous. I hope you can hear that in a good way. Hope you can get some good reception with that band. They play feverishly. I met one of the band. I met the instructor in the band room. He's out there instructing right now. He's got some rhythm. We're mentioning Hoosier Conference game night tonight. 3 games on the agenda in the Hoosier Conference. Tuesday, February 7th. 7:30 start. They're all 7:30 start. Central Catholic Knights at 9-9 are at Faith Christian to a battle with the Eagles. 6-10. The Eagles have not played a game since January 28th. 7:30 start. McConaughey Braves, 10-6. They are at Twin Lakes tonight, 8-9. In the final 7:30 start in the Hoosier Conference, Tipton Blue Devils, 12-4. They're right here with Blackbirds, 7-11. We'll talk about the Central Indiana Conference here for a moment. We'll mention Tuesday, February 7th. 3 games on the agenda, all 7:30 starts. Alexandria Tigers at 8-10. They are at Muncie Burris, 5-11. Southern Wells Raiders. We're going to set this down for the national anthem. Thank you. That's our national anthem. That was the band, Blackbird. That band right there in the stationary unit. And then we'll mention again, 7:30 tonight in the Central Indiana Conference. Southern Wells Raiders at 4-11 are at the Elwood Panthers 5-11. Another 7:30 game, the final in the conference tonight. 12-4, Tipton Blue Devils are right here with the Blackbird Bruins 7-11. We'll mention the starting lineups for tonight's game as they're getting ready to do the same. We'll mention the Tipton Blue Devils, visiting team on the scoreboard. They'll start like this. Number two, he's a 6'1" senior, averaging 5.8 points per ball game, Maverick Conaway. Wearing number three, 6'5" sophomore, he's averaging 15.6 a game, 6.4 rebounds a game, 7.9 assists per game, that's Grady Carpenter. Wearing number 11, he's a 6'1" junior, 17.6 points per game average, Nolan Swan. Number 21 in the lineup tonight, 6'2" sophomore, he averages 4 points a game, that's Landon Spidell. Wearing number 23, 6 foot junior, 11.9 points per contest, that's Jackson Money. The head coach is Mr. Cliff Hawkins. Now for the Blackbird Bruins, they'll start like this. Wearing number one, he's a 5'8" junior, 4.2 points per game. He's shooting at the foul stripe, 86%. That's Kian Wells. Wearing number three for the Bruins, 6 foot senior, 2.5 points per game, Carson Smith. Wearing number 12, 6 foot senior, 16.7 points per game average, 4.7 rebounds per game. He shoots 58% from 2-point land. That's Dawson Hundley. Wearing number 15, 5'11 junior, 10.8 points per contest. He shoots 81% at the stripe. That's Ethan Morris. And wearing number 23, a 6'1" junior, 5.6 rebounds per game, 6.5 points per game. That's Vince Oxley. The head coach is Mr. Matthew Cheston. They're getting ready to tip it off. They're knuckling up right now. Sportsmanship throughout the ball game is always good. Getting ready to jump it up. It's going to be Grady Carpenter, 6'5" sophomore. He's going to jump it up against number 12, Dawson Hundley, 6 foot senior. Getting ready to toss it up. Three officials ready to go. Saw the one of the officials last week in another game. That's a good shot. It comes to toss, it's a good toss. Tips to the backcourt. Grady got two tips out of it. One of them was near the floor, but the Blue Devils come up with it. He's only swung to the front court. Maverick Conaway, Jackson Money, going to pierce the lane. Going to lose the handle. Going to be picked up by Blackford. Picked up right there, 23, Vince Oxley. They throw it up ahead. They try to get a good fast break going. It goes out of bounds over the baseline in the front court. So they're going to bring in from the backcourt the Blue Devils, second possession. Going to try to slow down, get the jitters out. Looks like a type of jitters type of play there for the first 30 seconds. 7:32 on the game clock. The drill back around. Outside the arc, Jeff Jackson Money. Short off the mark, wouldn't go. Rebound out of there. Picked up by Dawson Hundley. They go to the free throw lane, kick it back out. Touches the hands of Oxley. That's back out top, Kian Wells. So we're going to round the perimeter, get it back out top. With the basketball, Dawson Hundley. He'll dribble the lane. Going to be trying to get a block shot right there. Grady Carpenter adjusted his shot. Ball ends up back in the hands of number 12, Dawson Hundley. He goes off the glass pretty much uncontested. 2-0 advantage. Blackbird out top, 3-point shot. Short off the rim, Grady Carpenter. Rebound out of there, Dawson Hundley. They get it to the front court. They're working behind the arc. Bring it back around. Hundley, they go to the corner with it. 3-point shot on the waist. Off the rim, wouldn't happen. Back the other direction, that shot taken by Carson Smith, number three. Jackson Money outside the lane, looks like a floater. Try to get it off the glass, it rims over, wouldn't go. Rebound, Blackford. Crossing the timeline at a walk pace, number 12, Dawson Hundley. Over to the left side, working down low to Oxley, a low pass. Hard pass to handle off these hands, going to be picked up by Nolan Swan. They try to go the distance. right-handed layup wouldn't go. He was contested pretty well right there. 2-0 contest. Blackford Bruins in front. They're going to slow it up just a bit in the front court. On the dribble, 15, Ethan Morris. Out top, we're going to get him as Landon Spidell. Over to the left side, behind arc. Spin move, going to take a shot. Hundley took a shot. Wouldn't go. Got his own rebound. They'll pass it outside the arc. 3-4 shot wouldn't fall. A shot taken by Ethan Morris. Rebound, Tipton. They'll go to the front court. Bounce pass, going to be intercepted on the bounce. Credit the interception there. 3, Carson Smith in the paint. Block shot. Grady Carpenter recycles the basketball. Shot taken by Dawson Hundley. The block shot goes out of bounds. Blackford just gets the ball to take back in. Left of the bucket on the baseline. Looking to get it in. 5-second call. Couldn't inbound the basketball. Blue Devils had their man covered up for 5 seconds, and the Blue Devils are going to get the ball back. To be brought in backcourt by Nolan Swan. The Carpenter now back to Swan. Swan going to be picked up pretty much full court right here, loosely picked up by Ethan Morris. Grady Carpenter inside the arc. He'll go to the corner with it. He'll be tipped out of bounds. They're going to say it was double-tipped, evidently. Off of Carson Smith and maybe off the fingertips of Jackson Money. These guys are going to spend some energy on this floor. They might as well. They'll get a good night's sleep, come back to school tomorrow. It's all good. 5:12 on the game clock. They're working out near the scores bench. Hundley, they pick up his dribble. They go left, right side behind the arc on the dribble. Bring it back out. It's Kean Wells back to Hundley. Hundley's being guarded there by Grady Carpenter. They're working in. It'll be a strip. Nolan Swan comes up with a tip. Picked up by Grady Carpenter. He passes it up ahead. Rewards Nolan Swan and a layup for Swan. 2-2 contest. 4:42 on the game clock. Working it out deep in the front court now is number 12, Dawson Hundley, the 6-foot senior. They're working outside the paint. They're working back in. That's Oxley. Vince Oxley passes it outside the arc. Kean Wells back out top to Oxley. Moves it right side. Carson Smith. He'll bring it back around. They go baseline. Picks up his dribble. That's Ethan Morris. Now back to Hundley. Hundley with the basketball. He'll go right side behind the arc. Kean Wells back to Hundley. Looking for a pass. He's going to take a jump shot at the free throw line. Long off the rim. Would go. Rebound Jackson Money. 4:05 on the game clock. 2-2 contest. Early going. Halfway through the first quarter. Outside the arc, Grady Carpenter. Works it right side behind the arc. He'll drive baseline. Maverick Conaway touches the hands of Landon Spidell quickly. Back to Maverick Conaway. They'll work it in the front court again. Grady Carpenter going to pop a shot baseline. About a 14-16 footer. Good for Grady Carpenter. Going to be a timeout called by Blackford. They're going to take a 30-second timeout. 3:39 left here in the first quarter. 4-2 ball game. Blue Devils in front. We'll mention, if you go to the IHSAA website, if you haven't been there lately, you'll find out that that is a very clean, redone website. It's friendly. It's easy to find where you want to go. It is really well put together. And right there, when you open it up on the website, you'll see this slogan. It'll say, keeping education in front of athletics. And then underneath that, it'll say, high school sports in Indiana teach life lessons that go beyond the playing court. It's going to be brought in. Half court, Blackford. Balls in hands is Les Hundley. Dawson Hundley works it right side. Half side, the arc, top of the key. Vince Oxley. We're working around right now. In the ball game for Blackford is number 0, Gage Baker. Gage Baker, he's a 6'3" and sophomore. The average is 10.6 per contest. And we're going to right side, going to go baseline. The drive going to go through the lane near the baseline to get it back out. Also in the ballgame for Blackford is number 24, Mason Kinnerman. Mason Kinnerman, he's a 6'2", freshman. Outside the arc, 3-point shot on the way, got it. Off the bench, that's number 0, Gage Baker, for 3. He shoots the 3 ball at 30%. 5-4 contest. Blackford in front. They'll go to the corner. Blue Devils in the front court. Grady Carpenter on the dribble. Hits a man spin move just outside the paint. They get back out top. Now they count away for three. Short off the mark. Wouldn't go. Rebound Oxley. Still outlet right there. Macy Kierman. They'll get it back to 15. Ethan Morris. Outside the arc. Going to get it back inside the arc there. Going to throw the ball away. Gage Baker looking for a spot for Oxley under the bucket. Throws away. Blue Devils in the front court. Nolan Swan on the dribble. They're working in free throw line. Right elbow. He goes the corner. Try to get a pass to Jackson Money. And it was an errant pass, and Nolan passed himself on the chest. 5-4 contest. Subbed in for the Blue Devils. Number 20, Connor Hassong. Also in for the Blue Devils. Number 5, Sam Quigley. Also in the ballgame is 21, Landon Spidell. Nolan Swan was number 11. And Grady Carpenter out top wearing number 3, guarding the basketball. Dawson Hundley, they'll dish off. Out top of the circle, they'll foul loose control, pick up the basketball. Gage Baker. Baker out top of the key, works it right side behind the arc. On the dribble, Dawson Hundley. Pretty good ball handler. Spin move, he's going to get it to the corner baseline, or drive baseline. That was Gage Baker. They get it back to Hundley. Outside the three-point line, Sam Quigley hands in the face right there on Baker. He'll pass it back out top. They'll reset the offense with number 12, Dawson Hundley. Inside the arc, he'll work it left side. They'll bring it back around, touches the hands briefly. Mason Kitterman. They'll work a baseline jumper. Could be blocked. Blocked shot, I believe. Landon Spidell got a piece of it. That shot taken by number 0, Gage Baker. Back the other direction. Nolan Swan going to drive the lane. Going to be a foul whistle. Need a foul here in the ballgame. They're going to whistle this on Blackford. Number 12, Dawson Hundley. He has his first, and that's the first foul in the ballgame. 1:10 left, first quarter. Baseline jumper good, Grady Carpenter. Got a 14-footer. 6-5 contest, playing seesaw on the scoreboard. Blue Devils in front. We're going to back out top, going to the corner. Baseline, three-point shot, rims off, wouldn't go. Shot taken by number 0, Gage Baker. He's got one in the contest. Outside the arc, three-point shot good. Left-handed stroke. It's a good one. We'll miss. And that's number 20, Connor Hassong. 40 seconds left in the quarter. 9-5 contest. Might be looking for the final shot of the quarter. Hundley out top. They get the ball back quickly from Ethan Morris. Double-teamer working down the baseline. They'll bounce it back out. Outside the arc, and the dribble in free throw line. They're going to whistle a foul. They're going to whistle a push foul. On the floor, and we're going to see Gavin Hare in the ballgame rather quickly. Gavin Hare in the ballgame, we'll mention he's a sophomore. Gavin Hare, I take that back. He's a junior. He's a junior, my year, 6'2". But he looks like a sophomore, but he plays like a senior. From the corner, two-point shot good, credit the bucket, Dawson Hundley. 11 seconds left in the first quarter. Blue Devils by 2, 9-7 with the basketball. Out top, three-point shot on the way. Wouldn't go, rebound, 3 seconds left. Blackford, they throw it right to Grant to Grady. Grady takes a shot behind the buzzer. He got the backboard from three-quarter court. At the end of one quarter of play, Tipton Blue Devils 9, Blackford Bruins 7. Checking in during this break. For the Blackford Bruins, going to be number 34, Gavin Collette. Gavin Collette is a 6-foot junior. Going to be on the floor when we come back second quarter. We'll mention, while growing up and accepting the responsibility of becoming a young man that hopefully mom and dad could be proud of, a work ethic development that may have begun while preparing daily for that high school or middle school, that live that wrestling match out on the mat. And the matches before it. A strong will to want to succeed with the will to please others can be a good recipe needed to graduate from the desired level of education that you set forth to achieve. From becoming a contractor to doing safe demolitions when called upon, we wish the best for this season's Tipton Blue Devils. Each and every ball game that they play. Will Mixon, this is signed by Scott G. Scott G, a forever fan of the Tipton Blue Devils. They're going to inbound the basketball. Alternate possession arrow gives it to Blackford. Here comes it to the backcourt. They'll retrieve it. Crossing the timeline, taking the point, Ethan Morris. So we're going to see the quarter. Touch hands briefly, Gavin collects. Back to Morris. Pretty deep in the front court, picked up there by Sam Quigley. They'll work it back out top. Gage Baker, he'll work it left side behind the arc. On the dribble, Mason Kitterman. Through the legs, Hunting takes the point again. They'll work it left side, he's going to go baseline. Thought about a shot, Connor Hassong, going to cut him off at the baseline. They'll bring it back out. Hunley on the drive. He'll take a floater. They're going to say the foul happened on the floor. That was a nice floater. It did go in. Pretty good cheering over there at the spirit section over there, Blackford, and rightfully so. Shot wasn't going to count. It was foul on the floor. So that foul whistled on Grady Carpenter. He has one. They inbound the basketball and try to get quickly to the opposite sideline. It goes out of bounds. Tipton going to inbound the basketball. 7:26, second quarter. 9-7 ball game. Blue Devils by two. Crossing the timeline, bounce pass from Grady to Connor Hassong, back to Sam. Sam Quigley going to bounce it in. Grady Carpenter, baseline. They'll work it down low. Noah Swan off the glass. Wouldn't go. Rebound out of there. Number 34, Gavin Collette. They'll work it outside the arc. Going to go baseline. Stop his shot. He'll bring it back out. Dave Carpenter. He gives the ball up once again. Ethan Morris. He'll take it around the perimeter. Left to right. He'll give it back to Hunley. They go down deep under the bucket. They're moving the basketball around. We're going to right there. Gavin Collette. Right side. Hunley. Dawson Hunley with the basketball. Working against him. Connor Stalls. He'll jump shot. Just outside the elbow. Left side. Wouldn't go. Rebound. Noah Swan. He'll get it up ahead. To Grady Carpenter. Carpenter going hard to the basket. Pretty much knew he was going to draw some contact. He's going to shoot two. So wait to check in at the scores bench. He'll wait for the first shot to happen. It's going to be number 23, Jackson Mundy. 6:35 on the game clock. Grady Carpenter, first shot is good. Jackson Mundy back in the ballgame, original starter. Taking a breather is going to be number 5, Sam Quigley. Grady Carpenter is shooting 80% at the stripe. He's now 44 for 55, and now 45 for 56. Got both of them. 11-7. Blue Devils by four. Going to work to break the press there. Mild press. Going to pass it back and forth. They'll get it to the front court to Hundley. They're working back left side. Baker with the basketball. They're working down low. He's open. He'll go off the glass. Got fouled. That's 24, Mason Kitterman. Mason Kitterman, he's 6'2 freshman. They had him listed at 6'3 on Max Press. I was fortunate enough to get a roster sent to me this morning from McLisa Musselman. We're thankful. And I made the adjustments on the height. You got to admit that Max Press works darn hard. They can't get everything right. You know they can't. That's a CBS affiliate. Second shot wouldn't go. 11-8 on the scoreboard, 6:12 on the game clock. Crossing the timeline at a walk pace. Grady Carpenter bounces it left side. Nolan Swan outside the arc, left side. Bring it back out top. Jackson Money. He'll dribble in, left elbow. Shot off the mark. Going to be a foul whistle. Jackson Money's going to shoot twice. So a foul whistle on Blackford. They're going to whistle this foul on zero, Gage Baker. He has one. Team fouls both ways. They're tied at three here in the first half. Jackson Money, first shot, rims around, wouldn't go. He gets some encouragement on the lane right there, teammates. Some of them are going to be teammates a long, long time. Second shot is good. Jackson Money, working on that free throw percentage. He's above 55% on the season. 5:55 on the game clock to the corner. Going to dribble it in, Baker. They'll work it down low off the glass, two-point bucket. That's 24, Mason Kitterman. Kitterman, he's pretty. I think he has his average right now. He's above his average at 2.5. He's a freshman, 6'2". Kitterman, 5'35". Out top, three-point shot on the way, wouldn't go. Grady Carpenter tipped outside and picked up by Gage Baker, number 0 of Blackford. to the front court. On the dribble, they're dribbling, spin move in the paint. Gonna take that extra half a step, and then unanimous decision is a travel by the officials. 5:21 on the game clock. Back in the ballgame for the Blue Devils is going to be number 21, Landon Spidell. Taking a breather, number 4, Gavin Hare. He's a junior. Landon Spidell in the ballgame now. Landon Spidell, a sophomore. 6'2" sophomore. Going to work it back outside the arc. Hassan, back to Grady inside the arc. There's going to be a whistle. Whistle's going to be on Tipton. They're going to give the ball up. That'll be a turnover in the book. So they're going to whistle this foul on Landon Spidell. Just re-entered the ballgame. 5:08 on the game clock. Going to bounce it in halfway back in the backcourt on the dribble. Now the center circle. Number 12, Dawson Hundley. He'll work at left side. Mason Kitterman. He'll work it back right side, reading around the perimeter. Ethan Morris. Ethan Morris out top, back pedal dribble. He'll pick up the basketball. Jackson Money guarding the basketball. They'll work back to the 2-3 zone. Nolan Swan will take the left side out top. Jackson right side. It's going to be tipped to the backcourt. It was tipped. It's okay. Freely to go back and get the ball. Dawson Hundley picked up the basketball. Back in the front court. Dawson Hundley on the dribble. They'll bounce it behind the arc. Double team right there. Jackson Money, Connor Hassan. He dribbles out of it. That was Hundley. Good bounce pass down low. And a good pass from Hundley. Makes the shot. For number 24, Mason Kitterman. And a timeout on the floor. Coach Cliff Hawkins going to call a 60-second timeout. 4:18 left here in the second quarter. Tie ball game, 12-12. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Blue Devil Boilermaker. A special thank you to a secret support sponsor for this season's Tipton Blue Devils basketball team. This sponsor attended grades K through 12 in the Tipton school system, then went north to Lafayette, Indiana to get that Purdue Boilermaker agricultural degree. And while there at Purdue, he found his future wife. This couple is celebrating then, now, and forever. As we all know, the farming industry is, without a doubt, one of the most valuable assets that we as consumers can be thankful for. We thank this lifelong Blue Devil Boilermaker for caring enough to support the 2022-23 Tipton Blue Devils. Be a farmer. Build a future. So the ball's going to be brought in, backcourt. Landon Spidell. It's crossing in, Grady Carpenter. He'll pick it up on the run. Crossing the timeline, left side, and bounce it left side in front of the black for bench. Nolan Swan back to Hassan. Connor Hassan on the dribble. Works it right side behind the arc, Grady Carpenter. He'll dish off Jackson Money. In the lane, jump shot, wouldn't go. Rebound, Nolan Swan. Back to Grady, he'll work it down low. Trying to get it to Landon Spidell. Spidell was kind of covered up there. Passing lane closed up in a hurry. A hand right there on the basketball. I believe it's from Oxley. The ball goes out of bounds. Chips out of bounds. 3:56 left here in the second quarter. We're almost to halftime. And we'll mention back in the ballgame for Tipton, number 2, Maverick Conaway, and number 4, Gavin Hare. Taking a breather, Landon Spidell and Connor Hassan. 3:50 on the game clock. Outside the arc. Picking it up out top now. 15, Ethan Morris. They'll go to the corner. Hundley. Back to Morris. Now back to Hundley. Being guarded there by Grady Carpenter somewhat loosely. Working the basketball. He's going to cross over. Going to paint. Lost the handle off the chest of Gavin Hare. And picked up by Grady Carpenter. In the front court of the basketball. He'll dish off. Nolan Swan will drive the lane. A floater in the lane. About a 4-6 footer. Good. Nolan Swan, 14-12 contest, Tipton by 2. I should mention that JV contest was captured by the Blue Devils. In the front court, Jade Baker, out top to move the ball around, touch the hands of Oxley. That's Vince Oxley, and they give it up right there. In the paint, jump shot, rims around, wouldn't go. That was 15, Ethan Morris. comes trying to come up with a rebound there was Nolan Swan. Nolan Swan also there for Blackford with 15, Ethan Morris. They're going to whistle a foul on the rebound. They're going to call this one on Swan. He's got one. Team foul number six on Tipton. Next common foul for Tipton. Blackford will shoot the bonus. They'll toss it clear of the backcourt. Okay to retrieve it in the backcourt. You still touch it in the frontcourt while it's headed to the backcourt. 2:48 on the game clock. They're working outside the paint. Jump shot off the glass is good. Gage Baker for two. He's a 6'3 sophomore. To the front court, crossing the timeline, Grady Carpenter. Through the lane, he'll work at left side behind the arc. Maverick Conaway moves it on left. Nolan Swan will bring it back out center. He'll take a spin move at the left elbow. Two-point shot is good. Nolan Swan. 16-14 contest. Blue Devils by two. Ball's in the front court. Hundley. He'll dribble it back out top. Working against him is Gavin Hare. They're working the paint. Turnaround jumper. He's looking to take a jumper. He can't get the ball away. Working it back out top. Spin move, going to be a traveling violation. They're called a palming violation, and I don't disagree. If that had been a bit more smoother, that would have been a great play, but he kind of held the ball a little bit, trying to make the spin. That was Gage Baker, a good effort, 2:04 on the game clock. Across the timeline, bounce pass, works the left side from Grady Carpenter to Jackson Money. They'll work it back. Outside the arc, Maverick Conaway. Inside the paint. Two-point shot wouldn't go. Nolan Swan. Going to be tipped out of bounds. It's going to be the last touch, the referee says, by Blackford. Blue Devils are going to keep the ball in their front court. They'll bring it in from the baseline. Left of the bucket, Grady Carpenter will trigger it. He'll get it inside. Jackson Money just outside the lane to get it back to Grady. Going to call an offensive foul. Grady Carpenter trying to make a way for him to the hoop. So the official makes the call. Matter of fact, that's the official I saw last week. And I still say he's a good official. 16-14. 1:42 on the game clock. Going to walk it to the timeline. That's going to be number 15, Ethan Morris. Morris in the front court. Looking for some direction right there. Guarding him is Nolan Swan. He tries to bounce pass into Hunting. Nolan Swan, quick reflexes. Kicks it out of bounds. Deemed as a kick. Intentional it was. Coach Cliff Hawkins having some discussion with the official. Going to be brought in left of the bucket on the baseline. Brought in by Ethan Morris. He'll get the ball back from Hundley. They'll bounce it down low to Oxley. It's Oxley in the paint. He's going to try to lower his shoulder. They're going to call the blocking foul. I have to mention that he did lower the shoulder. He's a big guy in all likelihood. He plays on the football team, I would guess. 1:21 on the game clock. He's going to shoot a couple. Foul whistle on Tipton, number four, Gavin Hare. First shot rims off, wouldn't go. Gavin Hare has one. 18 fouls here in the ballgame in their first half so far on Tipton. Just three thus far, first half on Blackford. Second shot on the way, rims off, wouldn't go. Rebound, Nolan Swan. 1:18 on the game clock. Going to drive the lane, going to go left side, try to take a layup. Difficult task. I'm trying to get a block shot in there. Blackford would. Going to foul Jackson Money. He'll go to the stripe. The two-shot foul. They're going to whistle this foul on Gage Baker. He wears number zero. He has two in the ballgame. Foul number four of the first half on Blackford. Jackson Money, first shot wouldn't go. In the ballgame for Blackford, back in the game, original starter, Kean Wells. Kean Wells cleaned the back of the underside of his shoe. 1:15 left. Second shot is good. Jackson Money got the back end of a two-shot foul. Going to bring it across the timeline on the dribble. Hundley. Dawson Hundley through the legs up three times there. Good dribbler. We're going to back out. We're going to bounce it into Oxley. It's going to be deemed as a kick. Blue Devils. Get a quick foot on it. Quick reflexes for the Blue Devils. 1:04 on the game clock. 17-14. Blue Devils in front. They inbound to Oxley. Vince Oxley going to dish off. Right there, that's number 15, Ethan Morris. Back to Hundley. Hundley on the crossover. He's in the lane. Floater across the rim and good. Hundley for two. the one-point game. Blue Devils by one. 46 seconds left here in the first half. They're going to work it back around. There's a left back spin move. Nolan Swan could hit call with a double dribble. There was a hand in there, some action that the official letting the mild stuff kind of go. The no fouls, and Nolan Swan lost the handle. He goes out of bounds. They're going to give it back to Blackford. 38.3 left. It's going to be inbound by 15, Ethan Morris, from the backcourt. 84 feet away, Dawson going to dribble to the sideline. That's Dawson Hundley. 32 seconds left. 17-16, Blue Devils by one. Blackford an opportunity to go to halftime up one or two with a common shot out top of the basketball. Number 15, that's Ethan Morris. Back to Dawson Hundley. Hundley being guarded there by Sam Quigley. 12 seconds left. Well beyond the arc. Hundley going to dribble. He's going to drive. He's going to drive it. He's going to take a jump shot. Good. Credit the bucket. Dawson Hundley. The Blue Devils trying to draw a charge. So we're going to halftime. 18-17 ball game. Blackford Bruins in front. We'll go to a 10-minute intermission.
You want to talk?
Okay, we're at halftime right now. We'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by the Floor Store at the east edge of Tipton. Stop by. Look around. Our showroom may leave you speechless. You may find that shopping online isn't really necessary when excellence is required. We are just east on State Road 28, just beyond the car dealerships at 1003 East Jefferson Street. Yes, Jefferson Street, State Road 28. Same road, a different name. Tipton, Indiana, that's Blue Devil country. Steve and Carolyn Swan, we'll lend you a hand when we can. We'll also support your choices along with your decisions. And we also support our hometown kids wearing the blue and white. That's the Floor Store, 1003 Jefferson Street. You can dial them up at 765-675-3230. East on 28, edge of town, that's 765-675-3230. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Dean's Auto Parts. That's CarQuest Auto Parts, located at 1110 South Peru Street, Cicero, Indiana. There's the south edge of Cicero, right there at Cicero Town Plaza. They're team members at CarQuest Auto Parts in Cicero, and they are there to ensure that you get the right parts the first time. You can reach them by phone, 317-984-4931. Again, their number is 317-984-4931. They are a locally owned automotive parts store that works to serve at Dean's Auto Parts in Cicero. We'll also mention the Hamilton County Reporter. Yeah, we're a few miles, I should say, a few miles and a few counties away from Hamilton County. But you do not have to live in Hamilton County to get the Hamilton County Reporter. If you want to subscribe, but you do not have a computer, in-county rate is just $24 a year. Out-of-county rate is just $60 a year. You can get a hold of Circulation Director Isaac Taylor. Isaac Taylor, you can reach him at 765-585-9519. Again, that's Isaac Taylor, 765-585-9519. And if you'd like to get the Hamilton County Reporter, I will say it originates from Noblesville. It's well done. It's just like one reads a newspaper that you read somewhat commonly, but it's not the ones you're thinking of. But we'll also mention, if you want to get that newspaper in your inbox 6 days a week, you can contact Isaac Taylor at 765-585-9519. Let him know you'd like to acquire that paper 6 days a week. and have that in your inbox when you wake up. I will say I get that about 6 days a week, and it's delivered, usually before 5 a.m. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Rendon Truck Store. That's the place to enhance your ride in trucks, cars, SUVs, etc. Wheels, tires, lift kits, and much, much more. Professional installations are always available for every product they sell. They sell thousands. They have over 1,000 products. I have that good on good authority from Alan Runyon. Alan Runyon played basketball in high school. He's 6'5". We'll mention you can visit Runyon Truck Store located at 27857 Henry Gunn Road. That's an Atlanta, Indiana address, 46031. You can check him out on Facebook at Runyon Truck Store, Inc. Spell Inc. I-N-K there. Runyon Truck Store, your place to fulfill all of your auto accessory needs. That's Runyon, right there just west of 37, not far off of 281st Street. Just go south. You'll see the sign. Sandblasted Redwood. We'll also mention 5:05 on the intermission clock, and we'll let you know this game is also in part being brought to you by AGM Auto. That's Arcadia, Indiana. If you're looking for that good mechanic, look no further. They can be that good mechanic you're looking for. They do everything under the hood, along with your new tires, and now AGM Auto is under new ownership. No worries, same friendly faces, in same quality work. And they also restore classic cars and trucks. They're reaching out to Central Indiana. All are welcome. Classic cars and trucks restoration. To find them, take Howard Avenue. Go west off of State Road 19. They're in Arcadia. They are behind the Arcadia ballpark. AGM Auto, as of the 1st of March, you can find them at their new location, 6660 East 266th Street. That's in west of Arcadia, 3:55 on the intermission clock. And we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa Stokes Bear, she's a real estate agent and a broker. She works for Century 21. If you're looking for that real estate agent with care and concern of what's going on, where you're at, or where you're going, you can contact Lisa Stokes Bear at 317-513-4086. Again, that number is 317-513-4086. She can help with residential and corporate relocations. Contact Lisa Stokes Bear. Along with buying and selling for your best interest, Lisa also specializes in residential and corporate relocations. That's Lisa Stokes Bear, real estate agent, real estate broker, Century 21 Sheets. So let's take some warm-ups right now. Blackford Bruins out on the court. Blue Devils still in the locker room. 2:40 left here in intermission. And we'll mention PutMeInSports.com and Varsity Sports since 2008. Happy to support education-based high school varsity athletics. Baseball each spring. Lafayette Central Catholic Knights Baseball. They captured the 1A title last spring, 2022. They finished the season 27-6. Football in the fall. That's the Tipton Blue Devils. Tipton Blue Devils are going to kick off this next August. Their first game is going to be the 18th of August. They'll play South Adams at Indiana Wesleyan University. Mark your calendars. Basketball in the winter. That's Tipton Blue Devil basketball along with Central Catholic Knights and Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies basketball. Lady Huskies, as mentioned, this Saturday the 11th, will be at Belmont High School. They'll play the 4 o'clock game That's the first game of the evening. They'll play that game. They'll go against Norwell, the Lady Knights. And something new, I heard it's being brought back, but something new this year for the postseason. You win the sectional, you go on to the regional. But when you get to the regional, it's going to be one game, not going to be two, as normally you would think. And me too, I would call about the same thing. I heard this rumor going around, and it's actually going to happen. So you got one game in the regional, then you win the regional, you get your name in a hopper. You get your team's name in a hopper, all the team winners of the regional in the hopper, and then they're going to draw out. They'll draw out again from the hopper, ping pong ball. It's the way I understand it. They'll pull the ping pong balls out. First ball they pull out will be for the first sectional. That team will be the visiting team. Second ball they pull out will be the home team of that particular game. Then they'll do it for the second game, and so on and so on. So if you win the regional, you're going to play two games at the semi-state, not the regional this year. And then you'll play the regular game at Gainbridge Fieldhouse. And you'll play. That'll be fun there, I'm sure. I've never been there. I've been sitting sideline working a game, but I'm not a player. 4 seconds. Get ready to buzz out. Blue Devil's going to have alternate possession. Can be brought in by Jackson Money. He tossed it in. Backcourt, Grady Carpenter. Second half. 18-17, Blackford by one. We're going to see the corner. We're going to back around. Jackson Money. Bring it back out top. Grady Carpenter. Being guarded there by Hundley. Dawson Hundley. We're going to relax a bit. We're going to back around. Out top, Maverick Conaway. Blue Devils going with the original starters. Grady Carpenter on the dribble. They're going to whistle a reach-in on 23, Vince Oxley. I think that's a favorable call for the Blue Devils. 7:39 on the game clock. 18-17. Going to work it down low. Nolan Swan, Grady Carpenter. On the other baseline, they're going to ask for help. They're going to ask for help and give it back to Tipton. They're going to give the ball back to Tipton. That was a close one. I thought they were going to have to go through the alternate possession arrow, like the Purdue game with Michigan State. That's probably a good choice in that game. We're going to back around. Go baseline. Follow down jumper. Nolan Swan. To pass it back out top. Maverick Conaway. On the dribble right side to get it to the baseline. Lane at Fidel. Back to Nolan. He tries to pass out of it. And it's blocked back in his face right there. You pick it back up from Ethan Morris. Good hands there. We're going to back out top. Grady Carpenter. 3-point shot. Good. Just right of center. Blue Devils go up by 2. 2018. In the front court, Ethan Dawson. To Oxley. They'll go to the corner with it. Bring it back out. That's Gage Baker. Back to Ethan. Ethan Morris on the drive. They go cross court pass. He'll give it back to Hundley. He'll drive the lane. A floater. About a 6 or 8 footer. Dawson Hundley for 2. Tie ball game at 20. 6:50 on the game clock. We're in a third quarter crossover. Jackson Money on the ball hand. Going to get it back inside. They'll work it to Grady Carpenter. Grady Carpenter, a quick pass. It had some velocity on it. It went out of bounds. Lane and Spidey will try to get a piece of it. 6:38 on the game clock. 20-20. Crossing the front court right there. Ethan Dawson going to be a bump foul. It was an incidental foul. Wrong place, wrong time. It just happened. And Ethan Dawson going to favor one of his legs there, one of his ankles, possibly maybe a foot. He's going to bring the ball in. Just try to stretch it out. Ethan Dawson definitely wants to stay in the game. You know he does. 6:30 on the game clock. Bouncing it left side, Dawson. Dawson Hundley through the leg to bring it back out. In the paint, he'll take a floater. Underhanded floater is good. He'll shoot one more. Dawson Hundley, he wears number 12. He shoots 58% from two-point land. Entering this game, he was 86 for 148 at two-point shots. Back in the ballgame, Gavin Hare. They work the lineup down low on the block, taking a breather is Landon Spidell. Coach Pip Hawkins having a conversation. First shot on the way, short off the rim, wouldn't get it. Three-point play wouldn't happen that time. Blue Devils on the rebound to the front court. 22-20, Blackford by 2. Gonna go baseline. No one swatting, dribble in. Dribble the paint. I've been a deflected shot, going back the other direction quickly. Ethan Morris, he'll try a left-handed layup, couldn't get it, but he'll shoot twice. 6:03 on the game clock. Gonna whistle this foul on Grady Carpenter. Grady's gonna pick up foul number 3 in the ball game. 6:03 left here in the third quarter. At the free throw line, number 15, Dawson Hundley. First shot is good. Dawson Hundley on the season shooting 70% at the stripe. He's now 31-44. Second shot up and good. Two at the stripe for Dawson, two at the stripe for Ethan Morris. 24-20. 5:55 on the game clock. We're in the third quarter. In the front court, tips the Blue Devils. Nolan Swan, spin move. Elbow right side, he'll dish off. Outside the arc, 3-point shot, wouldn't go. Maverick Conaway. Nolan Swan comes up with the rebound on the long carom. They'll work it out top. Shot on the air, wouldn't go. They're going to hit the table up there that holds the backboard still. It's called a foreign object, and it's out of bounds. So 3-point attempt from Jackson Money. 24-20. From Blackford by 4. Ball in the front court. Ethan Morris. They'll go to the corner with it. Gage Baker. Gage Baker falling out of bounds, trying to knock the ball off of Nolan Swan. He does, but it's saved by Maverick Conaway. They'll go to the corner. 3-point shot, rims off. Grady Carpenter. Ball tipped out of bounds. It'll be the last touch by number 23, Vince Oxley. Vince Oxley averaging 5.6 boards per game. Gage Baker going to take a breather. Back in the ball game, number 3, Carson Smith for Blackford. Back the other way to go off the glass on a layup opportunity. A little bit of a soft layup there. Hundley couldn't get it. There's going to be a foul on the rebound. It's going to be whistled on Blackford. Then a whistle this foul on 24, Mason Kitterman, the 6'2 freshman. Going to be brought in from the backcourt. Grady Carpenter going to walk across the timeline right there in front of the scores bench. Slow dribble, get it back to Nolan. Drive the lane, he'll dish off. Gavin Hare, 2-point bucket off the glass. Gavin Hare for 2, 24-22. 4:50 on the game clock. Credit that assist, Nolan Swan. Bring it back the other direction. Ethan, they're working from the left elbow. He kicked it back out. 3-point shot rims out. Shot taken there by Hundley. That was Dawson Hundley. Trying to save the ball from going out of bounds was Vince Oxley. He might have saved it, but the ref said he had a foot on the baseline when he jumped out to save the basketball. 4:37 on the game clock. 24-22. Blackford by 2. 4:30 left. In the front court, Jackson Money. Nolan Swan, Grady Carpenter. He'll try a 3. Left elbow extended. And he'll get that one. Grady Carpenter for 3. 4:17 on the game clock. Crossing the timeline with a pass. Going to get it to Hundley. They'll go to the corner with it. Working it back around. Dawson Hundley on the dribble. Then we're going to get it to the corner. Going to drive baseline and kick out of there. Carson Smith on the drive. Then we're going to need to paint Oxley to go off the glass, and it'll go. Soft shot for Oxley. 2 points in the paint. 26-25. Blackford by 1. Then we're going to right side behind the arc. Grady Carpenter. Left side, Jackson Money. He'll dribble in. He'll stop his dribble. He'll go on in. Go off the glass, almost went, would go. Vince Oxley with the rebound for Blackford. Dawson Hundley, low pass. He was able to retrieve it. That was Carson Smith. Back to Hundley. They'll go in the paint. Shot off the glass, would go. It's going to be a block shot. Block shot. Maverick Conaway. Back the other direction. 3-point shot in the air. Jackson Money, would go. Rebound. Nolan Swan would get the putback just outside the paint. Going to be a 30-second timeout called by Coach Cliff Hawkins. 27-26. Tipped him by 1. 30-second timeout on the floor. We do thank you for tuning in. Tuesday night basketball. were mentioned, the Blue Devils are going to be in action this Saturday. They'll be at Taylor. Taylor Titans started out having a good season, unbeaten, until they met the Western Panthers. Western Panthers got them their first loss. They have three now. So that's going to be Saturday the 11th. That'll be a 6:30 ball game. PutMeInSports.com cannot be there Saturday. We'll mention, check the webpage. We'll mention the Blackford Bruins sat on Friday night, the 10th. They will be here at Blackford with Oak Hill. Going to bring the ball in from the backcourt, 84 feet away. Blackford will toss it in. Hundley gives it up. Number 15, Ethan Morris, going to walk it to the timeline. Right side of the gym floor, he'll go back left. Pick up some pace right there. Gage Baker, now out top to Hundley. Dawson Hundley on the back pedal dribble. Working against him, man-to-man, is Tim Quigley. Quigley can absolutely guard a basketball player. We're into the corner. Long three-point shot, rims out short. Shot taken there by Gage Baker. Rebound, Grady Carpenter. He'll push it up ahead. Jackson Money thought he might have been brushed. They'll go back the other direction. Underhanded shoot. Layup off the glass for Ethan Morris is good, and he'll shoot one more. So we're going to check in here in just a second with Connor Hassan. We're going to count the bucket. One shot remaining. Connor Hassan going to enter the ball game. Jackson Money going to take a breather. He gets the low five from Coach Hawkins. 2:35 left, 28-27. Still 28-27. Morris couldn't get the three-point play. 28-27, Blue Devils trail by one, and now they're up by one. Gavin Hare shot in the paint off the glass. Two-point bucket for Hare. 29-28. Blue Devils by one. 2:17 on the game clock. Out top of the basketball, Dawson Hundley. Works it right side behind Art Carson Smith. Back to Hundley, left side. Behind the arc, being guarded there by Tim Quigley. He'll dribble in the paint. In the lane, short off the rim. Wouldn't go. Rebound, Connor Song. He'll take it to the front court. He'll take it to the corner and bring it back out. Tim Quigley. Now back out top, Grady Carpenter. Carpenter picked up there by Dawson Hundley. He'll work it to Connor Song. Back to Grady. Three-point shot behind the arc. Left of center is good. Three-point shot for Grady Carpenter. 32-28, Blue Devils by four. 1:38 left here in the third. Going to dribble right side, going to back pedal dribble now. Dawson Hundley, he'll go forward. He'll go to the baseline with a pass. They're working right there, Carson Smith. He'll pass out of there. Behind the arc, Ethan Morris. They're working back left side, spin move. That's Hundley. Dawson Hundley on the dribble. Defense is good. Sam Quigley, he'll pick the ball up. Hundley does. Out top, he'll get the ball back in a hurry from Gage Baker. Standing in the center circle, triple threat available. Shouting out some directions. To take Morris outside the arc, left side. They're working back around Gage Baker. Now in front of the Blackford bench is Hundley. Now back outside Morris. Now back to Hundley in front of the bench again. Working the basketball around the perimeter. Cross court shit pass to Baker. Here go the corner. 3-point shot for Morris. Wouldn't go. Rebound, Nolan Swan. To the front court, Grady Carpenter at a good pace. They go to the corner. Sam Quigley. Grady Carpenter going to work it down low. Nolan Swan. Left-handed layup with the right hand. Goes in and he'll shoot one more. 37.6 left here in the third quarter. They're going to whistle this foul on number zero, Gage Baker. Baker going to pick up his third foul in the ballgame. Back in the ballgame for the Blue Devils, 23, Jackson Money. Coach Cliff Hawkins is going to give Grady Carpenter an extended quarter break. At the free throw line, Nolan Swan shooting 83%, and he got that one too. 3-point play for Nolan. He's now 40 for 48 on the season. 35-28. Blue Devils by 7. Blackford in the front court. 27 seconds clock moving. Long 3-point shot is good. Left elbow extended. Must have been a couple of steps behind the arc. At 15, Ethan Morris for three. 15 seconds left. In the front court, Connor Song on the dribble. They give it to Jackson. 10 seconds left. Deep in the front court. Gage Baker going to guard Hassan. Outside the arc, three-point shot. Jackson money. Rimmed out long. 2 seconds. Shot the buzzer. Might go and hit the backboard. About a 75-footer. Baseball pass off the backboard. That was 15, Ethan Morris. It looks like he's about ready for springtime baseball. 8 minutes on the game clock after three quarters gone by. Blue Devils, 35. Bruins, 31. And we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by TripsInFishers.com since 1983. Great cars, great prices, great customers. 317-842-2228. Again, that number is 317-842-2228. That number will ring you in the Fishers at their dealership, Fishers, Indiana. That location is 8599 East 116th Street, Fishers, Indiana. Their second Hamilton County location is Trips in Noblesville, 2400 Westfield Road, Noblesville, Indiana. Right there between Noblesville and Westfield along State Road 32. You can explore their quality used car inventory. TripsInFishers.com. F-R-I-T-Z. So alternate possession arrow gives it back to Blackford. They'll bring it in half court. Brought in right there. Ethan Morris. Gage Baker back to Ethan. He'll cross the timeline at a walk pace. Right side, we're going to give him is Nolan Swan. 7:48 just begun the fourth quarter. 35-31. Tipped in by four. Out top of the basketball to move it right side behind the arc. Ethan Morris will drop it down low in the paint. Oxley, that was a good entry pass from Morris. Going to be a foul whistle on Tipton. Vince Oxley going to go to the foul stripe. He'll shoot two. Then a whistleless foul on Landon Spidell. Spidell going to pick up his fourth foul in the ball game. 7:36 on the game clock. First shot for Oxley. Rims around off the backboard and falls in. Oxley, the foul stripe. Oxley on the season shooting 57%. He's now 21 for 36. And now 22 for 37. Second shot goes in. It's a two-point ball game. 35-33. Tipped in by two. Crossing the sideline, Grady Carpenter. He'll work the right side on the pass. Spin move. They're working down low. Two-point shot is good in the paint. As Landon Spidell credit a good assist from Nolan Swan. 37-34. Blue Devils by four. They'll work it down low. Reverse layup for Oxley would go. Got his own board. Put it back up and in. They're going to count the bucket. Oxley inadvertently going to back up a bit too quickly, and he's going to knock Landon Spidell to the surface. They're going to whistle a foul on Oxley. He has two. Bucket counts. But he was just kind of getting ready to run back to the other end. Got to be aware. 37-35. 7:02 on the game clock. Outside the arc, counter Songer's drive baseline. They go outside the arc, working back to Jackson. Now back to Grady. Grady Carpenter for three. Just left of center. A good pass from Jackson Money. 40-35. Going to be a steal the backcourt. Errant pass picked up by Grady Carpenter. He's going to go coast to coast. Off the glass, off the rim, wouldn't go. Grady Carpenter, he's back with the basketball. He's going to try a shot. They're going to give him two shots. Grady Carpenter hit the floor. I got to admit, I was a little bit cringing when he hit the floor, but he's going to be fine. 40-35. 6:40 on the game clock. Two shots for Grady Carpenter. First shot is good. 41-35. Blue Devils by six. Grady Carpenter. Isaac flies it. Second shot is good. 42-35. Pretty good football score. We're going to see the timeline. Crossing the timeline at a walk pace is Dawson right here working the basketball. Dawson Hundley. Bring it back around. Gage Baker. Carson Smith. back to Dawson Hunley. He'll backpedal dribble straight away. We're going to get Jackson Money. Crossover. They go to the corner with it to Gage Baker. He'll drill a spin move, work back in, and bring it back out. Defense was good. Counter Hassan cut him off. Working back the other way. Fade away at the free throw line for Hunley. Wouldn't go. Rebound skipped out and picked up by Jackson Money. 6 minutes left. Fourth quarter. 42-35. Blue Devils by seven. The free throw line. He'll toss it down low. Jackson Money off the glass. Nolan Swan with another good court vision. Jackson Money for two. 44-35. Blue Devils extend the lead to furthest lead of any team, either team in the ballgame at nine. We're going to back around the perimeter. We're going to back out top, Gage Baker. Elbow right side against Oxford. And we're going back out. Morris on the drive. Outside the paint. Underhanded scoop shot. Wouldn't go. He's going to draw a foul. He'll shoot twice. Pretty good effort right there on the play. Ethan Morris. 5'11 junior. He gets the most out of that 5'11" frame. Checking back in for the Blue Devils will be number four, Gavin Hare. Taking a breather is number 21, Landon Spidell. Landon Spidell is actually going to lead the ball game. Reached his quota, his maximum of fouls allowed. He'll play again on Saturday. He'll watch this game for sure. 5:24 on the game clock. Shot taken. Didn't go. Going to go one more shot here. At the free throw line for Blackford, number 15, Ethan Morris. The average is 10.8 a game. Second shot rims around and falls off. Rebound, Grady Carpenter. He'll bring it to the front court. Carpenter, left-handed dribble, a trot pace. Across the timeline, over to the left side behind the arc, Nolan Swan. Picked up there by Morris. He'll dribble in. They go off the glass. 2 points shot good. Left side, right-handed layup. Working the other way, near a power layup. Just one-handed. Brings it back to the front shot, front court. 5 minutes left. 36-35. Hunley kicks it back out. Gage Baker for three. Going to tear him hard off the rim. Going to go on over the backboard. And then they're going to give the ball back to Chipton. 46-35. Blue Devils by 11. Largest lead of the contest for either team. 4:50 on the game clock. Across the timeline, Grady Carpenter. Here we're on the left side behind the arc, Connor Rassong. Back out. Cross-court chip pass, Grady Carpenter. They're working in the paint, left-handed off the glass, got the bucket. Grady Carpenter for two. 48-35, timeout on the floor. It's going to be a 60-second timeout. Matthew Justin, Blackford Bruins, going to talk it over. 35 left in the fourth quarter. Blue Devils by 13, 48-35. And we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you. Hope Jewelers. That's in Tipton. Precious times are made for precious moments. And Hope Jewelers are there to meet your every special need in the field of diamonds, gold, and silver, etc. Stop in and visit Hope Jewelers in downtown Tipton, next to the Diana Theater, 135 East Jefferson Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46022. Reach them by phone at 765-675-9720. Again, number is 765-675-9720. That's Hope Jewelers. They're open daily, Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 5:30. Saturday, 9:30 to 2. That's Hope Jewelers in Tipton. So the ball's going to be brought in. The first man is slightly in the backcourt. Crossing the timeline, pretty good pace right here. 15, Ethan Morris. Back to Hunley. Then dribble in elbow. Working back around, Morris, just outside the paint, to go up for the shot. It'll rim around, nearly got lodged there. Actually, the backside of that rim, a ball can actually set there on a shelf. I've seen it happen, I think, one time. But anyway, 4:15 on the clock, going to be a jump ball. Take that back. Yeah, they are. I don't know why they're leaving number 21 and the 5 to the left of the 21 up there. It's pretty long. To the front court. 4:10 on the game clock. Bounce pass behind the arc. Counter assault. We're going to Jackson Money. Jackson Money's trying to get a pass inside to Gavin Hare. Deflected. Nolan Swan picks it up before it goes out of bounds. They work the ball back around. Counter assault. Now back to Grady. He'll go through the lane. He'll take a layup. High side right into the layup for Grady Carpenter. 50-35. Blue Devils by 15. 3:43 on the game clock. Out top on the dribble. Dish out of there right here. And Hundley. Back out top. Gage. Gage Baker. Back to Morris. Outside the arc. It works to Dawson Hundley. He'll take the dribble. A spin move. Into paint. Might have got away with a step there. I heard the word travel. And I don't disagree. They're going to whistle a foul. They're going to whistle a foul and say Hundley. He's driving to the hoop. They're going to draw the blocking foul. And Hundley's going to go through the foul stripe. They're going to whistle this foul on Gavin Hare. He has two. Team foul number 7 for the Blue Devils. Going to stretch away for Blackford. First shot good. Number 12, Dawson Hundley. Dawson Hundley might have just eclipsed his 1,000-point club. Talking to the public, I should say that. Play-by-play radio for Blackford. The gentleman let me know he needed 13 points. And he just reached 1,000. He's going to get the basketball. They're stopping the game. Right from so. They're going to award him with the basketball. 1,000 points in a high school career. And it's quite a few. Head coach Randy Bagley stepping up, giving him a hand clap. 3:25 on the game clock. If it's a foul line now, he gets one more shot. So he's got 1,001 now. Way to go. Congratulations, Mr. Dawson Hundley. 3:20 on the game clock. 50-36. Blue Devils by 13 and we're down low. Noah Swan with the assist. 2-point bucket for Gavin Hare. 52-37. 8 left. Fourth quarter, going to go baseline. Gage Baker. Tried to pass it over to Hundley at the other corner, and it's intercepted by Grady Carpenter. He thought about going coast-to-coast to kick it back out. Jackson Money now down to Nolan Swan. It's a fadeaway jumper in the paint. 2-point shot good for Nolan Swan, 54-37. They're working down low. They're working underneath. Dawson Hundley couldn't get the shot. Deflected. It's a hard, pretty good defense by Grady. They kick it out top, and a 3-point bomb from straight away. It's number 1, Kean Wells. In Wells shooting well from the 3-point stripe. We're going to back around. We go to the corner. Jackson Money will dribble in. He'll take a 2-point shot. Wouldn't go short off the rim. Gavin Hare trying to get the board. Picked up by Blackford. Mason Kitterman. Back the other direction. Morris. Free throw line jumper. Wouldn't go. Rebound. Jackson Money. They're going to whistle over the back call on Easton Morris. Easton Morris is following his shot. Sometimes you don't see a guy follow the shot. He's the only one that basically knew where it was going to miss and where it would be. Chased it down, but he picked up a foul there over the back of Jackson Money. He's got one in the ballgame. He's played a great deal in this game. 2:05 left, fourth quarter, 54-40. Blue Devils by 14, and now Blue Devils by 16. Brady Carpenter, 3-point shot to the left corner baseline, 57-40. Dustin dribbles in, gets it back out to Gage Baker. Spin move into paint. Going to go up, left-handed layup. Just a floater off the glass. Count the bucket. Gage Baker back the other way. A quick pass underneath. Reverse layup is good. Nolan Swan, 59-42. The dribble baseline. Dawson Hundley couldn't have shot, but the rebound put back is good. 24, Mason Kitterman. Keep your eye on Mason. He's a 6'2 freshman. 18 on the game clock. Working the right side, go baseline. They're working back around the free throw line. Left corner baseline, 3-point shot is good. Grady Carpenter for another three. 62-44. The drive in. Austin going to draw the foul. Dawson Hamilton's drive in. The whistle foul. to be Grady Carpenter. Carpenter going to pick up his fourth foul in the ballgame. 1:02 remaining, fourth quarter. 62-44. Back to Sprague, number 12, Dawson Hendrick. He's got 1,002 now. The 1,000 point mark. About 2 or 3 minutes to go, actual time. Second shot on the way. Got that one also. He shoots 70%. He's above that now. As mentioned, he started the evening 30 for 43. He's got at least 6 in this ballgame. 62-46. We'll drive in. Jackson Money will kick it back out. Counter a song for 3. Right elbow extended. Wouldn't go. Rebound. Jackson Money. They put it back up. Wouldn't go. Gavin Hare. Ball loose. He'll pick it up in the front court. Long 3-point shot. Dawson. Couldn't go. That was Dawson Hurley. Into the boot of the Blackhawk bench. I should say the Blackbird bench. They're familiar with Blackhawks. Absolutely. Bud Wright. What a coach. 21 seconds left. Blue Devils in the front court. 2:46. Brady Carpenter on the dribble. They're not going to foul. They're going to play defense. They're not going to foul. 7 seconds. Gavin Hare holding the basketball. He'll give it up. Nolan Swan. 2 seconds. Nolan Swan going to have the basketball and the buzzer sound. He's going to toss it to the official. 32 minutes gone by. Final score. Tipton Blue Devils, 62. Blackford Bruins, 46. We do thank you for tuning in. We thank my wife back home. Sound check. Sure, the thing works smoothly. We do apologize. The game is at the Common High School. We had some difficulty holding a signal on the Samsung phone. But it could be to do with the metal rafters. It could be to do with a number of things. We'll be very, very fortunate this year at the sports from holding a good signal throughout the different ball games. We thank you for tuning in. And don't forget, Blackford Bruins Friday night is going to be right here with the Oak Hill Golden Eagles, 6 o'clock, 7:30. And the Blue Devils, Saturday, they will travel to Taylor, not too far away. Different county. They're going to play at 6 and 7:30 on Saturday. JV at 6 o'clock and Barkey at 7:30. Sarge says, putting in sports cannot be there. And I'm serious to all get out that I was looking forward to being at that game. I didn't know I would need to be at Belmont for a regional girls game. Thank you very much for putting in. No matter if you're home or away, if you're doing the teaching and the learning, don't let it go. Keep the fire burning.